Welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network, coming to you from the TeacherCast studios since 2011. Join us each week as we bring you the latest educational news, EdTech updates, and hottest interviews with today's most influential leaders in education. And now, for your host, Jeff Bradbury.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network. My name is Jeff Bradbury. Thank you so much for joining us today and making TeacherCast your home for professional development. This is Digital Learning Today, a brand new show from TeacherCast. This show is all about helping you find the right skills to bring into your classroom. We're going to be talking today to an entrepreneur and an educator who decided that he wants to be able to help out his ESL community, learn the English language, become immersed in conversational English. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his journey and how he created an amazing product to help out not only his students, but yours as well. So stick around for today's show. We got a great topic, a great guest, and I'm looking forward to talking to him today. Before we get into our interview, I want to bring up a couple amazing things happening on TeacherCast. Number one, we are almost at 100 new blog posts on TeacherCast since the last time we spoke to each other. Lots of great content coming back to life. I had an opportunity over the last few days to really get into some of the older content that's been on the site. Now that I've got a new website up, refreshing a lot of stuff, re-updating a lot of stuff, and posting it, making sure it's organized. Check out all the great stuff over at teachercast.net today. And if, of course, the written content isn't for you, we have some great podcasts happening as well. Our Ask the Tech Code show is back every single week on Mondays. We have some great episodes. We just released an episode all about using artificial intelligence as a tech coach. I actually, because of the success of that, we did a second one, and that's going to be coming out in the next couple days. So don't forget to check that one out as well. And we're also redesigning our Jeff Bradbury show, talking to interesting people about the interesting things they're doing. If you know somebody that would be a great guest on our podcast, whether it be for this show, Ask the Tech Coach, or our Jeff Bradbury show, I would love to get to know them. Please head on over to teachercast.net/contact. That's teachercast.net/contact. My guest today is a 10-year education veteran who's been specializing in helping students, families, and anybody he can get in front of learn the English language. I am so thrilled to have on the show today Mr. Kyle Larson. Kyle, how are you today? Welcome to TeacherCast.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Jeff. Appreciate it.
It is so nice to see you. I had a chance to meet you a few weeks ago at FETC. First of all, what did you think of the conference? How was your time down in Florida?
It was a new thing for me. I'd never been to a conference so big. That thing is huge. You know, you walk down into the exhibit. Is it the exhibit hall? And feels a little overwhelming at first. So no, it was really great to have the experience. So I know what to do next time, really.
10,000 educators all coming together. And, you know, you and I met on that Monday at the, I keep calling it the Startup Pavilion, but really it was, you know, a whole bunch of startup companies coming together to really figure out how to get ahead in this game. So let's talk a little bit about where we are in the world of ESL and language education. I remember growing up, you know, child of the 80s, child of the 90s here. There were students in my classrooms, in my school district, that we would consider ESL, English as a second language. And I remember them being just kind of forced immersively to learn the language because there wasn't the technology that we have today. There weren't really the tools. There weren't really the skills to help them get an advantage and have them start to really pick up the language as fast as they can now. Talk to us today a little bit about where are we? What is the status of ESL? What are the best practices these days for helping a student who might be new to the country, new to the area, really get in and immerse themselves in the language so that way they can learn how to be independent speakers as quickly as possible?
Sadly, there's really not much of an infrastructure to help them. There's a great opportunity with all of the tech that's available. There's all this one-to-one technology. I think probably most schools these days have one-to-one technology. So the real problem is tech companies have taken over rather than teachers. So tech companies come over and they don't really have the theoretical background for teaching language. Mm-hmm. Teachers do. But the tech products really, they're not theoretically sound.
When we're having a student in an ESL program, what is the actual goal for this program? Is it to give them enough of the language that way they can, and forgive me if I'm not saying the right words here, but, you know, survive in their new environment? Or is it to become, you know, I don't think they'll ever become 100% English language learners and not remember their, you know, their main language? Or I guess I'm even running out of the words here. What is the purpose of an ESL program? Let's just start right there.
That's a really good question, you know, and it's a better question than it should be. You know, in a perfect world, the goal of an ESL program is for students to come out with to be able to communicate with the dominant language on the other end, right? Communicate with people who speak English. The problem is, I think a lot of programs don't have that set. One of the big issues, so you have primary and then you have secondary, right? At the primary level, it's more about getting students to connect to the language, and it works pretty well. Most students make it out of an ESL program in 5 years at that level. At the secondary level, things get tricky because all of a sudden students need to graduate. So we need to get students credits, and we need to get them to pass classes, and so sometimes passing classes becomes goal number one, and then language learning becomes goal number two. Even though learning language is the most important for their lives, you know. So I would say that I'm a high school ESL teacher. And in my classes, the goal is that they learn the language. That's number one.
And is it conversational language that we're talking about learning first? Or is it, and again, I'm just going to keep going back to this term, is it survival language, you know, bathroom and, you know, food, water, those kinds of things? Or is it, what are the first goals for anybody who's looking to learn the language?
Yeah, well, it's all about context. So think about the context that these people find themselves in. Just like if you had got picked up and moved to another country, and say you've got a job in that other country, you're going to try to actually connect to the context that you find yourself in. So you say survival language. What does that mean? It means ordering food in a restaurant, or asking if you can go to the bathroom, or, you know, what's your name? How are you doing? Stuff like that. I suppose that's part of it, but a lot of it is connecting to the classes where there's content. Okay, so then students can connect to other people through an exchange of knowledge, and then language becomes kind of a necessity.
One of the things that's come up on the show several times over the last couple of years is, when you are teaching, or when you're substitute teaching, or even when you're an instructional coach, and you're trying to help students who don't have the language readily available to them, how do you support them? And there, of course, are students who speak a second language that's more popular than others. But we, you know, in a previous district that I was in, we were supporting 75 different languages all at the same time. And that's not an easy thing to have, to prepare for, to make sure that your communications are available, to make sure that there's translators for every Zoom room and you know, Board of Ed meeting and parent conference and things like that. What are school districts doing these days to help with that situation when they're trying to make sure that they can easily communicate with all members of their community?
You know, translation is one of the, in I mean, you can't really get around that when you talk about, you know, communicating with family. I mean, what you have, what you get right now, there's a thing called Language Line. They employ people across the world and then patch them in, and there's a translator over the phone. So that's really helpful. When it comes to substitute teachers, oh man, that's a doozy, you know, because you don't know what you're going to get with a substitute, and with teacher shortage, substitute teachers have become, the quality has gone down more and more all the time. But when it comes to connecting to other contents, or to content with students who don't know, basically they don't know a word in English.
Mm-hmm.
That's a skill. That's a skill that teachers acquire over the years. But you know, it's not as difficult as it might seem. It's really not. You know, we learn language word by word. You know, and if you can show a picture of a cell and show a word that goes along with that cell, that goes a long way, because, you know, these kids do come with a fair amount of knowledge from their other countries as well.
Now, you've been in a situation where you were trying to figure out how to help your peers, your teachers, and most importantly, your students. You've come up with a new platform called Air Language. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So AIR stands for Advancement by Individual Reading. What happened was, over the years, I've taught in Washington and Texas in high schools in both of those states. The problem was, I had students coming into my classroom throughout the whole year. So, you know, students need a student who comes in October is going to need something quite different than a student who comes in like March. And everybody needs to know their colors and their numbers, and they need to know how to talk with somebody, maybe survival English, or maybe survival English with one student and another student needs to be able to speak in the past tense. I don't know. I banged my head against the wall for years trying to figure this one out. So anyway, this is why I came out with my company. Like I said, Advancement by Individual Reading. It's a very, very simple solution. Students take out their devices and there's AIR Language is a system of books that's organized by topic and level, and each book is followed by a quick quiz. So students can amass points after they take each quiz, and they read for about 20 minutes. And during this time, the teacher pulls them up to their desk and talks to them about what they've been reading, has a quick conversation, and sets a goal with them, sends them back to their desk. And so every student gets the language that they need and that they want, because they get to pick the books to read. So,
and how many different languages, or how broad of a curriculum is this?
At this point, it's just English. It's only in English. And we do have, there are plans obviously for expansion. We're in the middle of getting funding right now. It is a very functional product. Every teacher who uses it loves it. The students see real value in it. You know, a lot of times, you know, the great evil of the classroom, of any classroom, is like this. You have your students who are behind, your students who are average, and students right. who are advanced. Those who are behind, maybe they'll catch up to the average, but oftentimes they fall off the map, and your advanced students regress to the mean. That's horrible. That shouldn't happen. With all this technology, it shouldn't happen. So everybody progresses using your language.
You know, I had a chance to check this out over at FETC, and if your school district is like, you know, one of my former districts who had 75 languages, it is certainly worth checking out. You can head on over to, Kyle, why don't you give the web address?
Oh yeah, it's airlanguagelearning.com. That's AIR languagelearning.com.
And we'll certainly make sure that we have all of the show notes over here in our episode. Kyle, where do you see this going in the future? I mean, is obviously right now, the big buzzwords out there is artificial intelligence. Are there ways for AI to help schools, teachers, et cetera, better communicate, create better communications with families that aren't, conversational in English yet? Where is the AI component in this, if any?
No, that's a good point. No, there's definitely room for AI and communication with families and whatnot. We don't have any AI yet in this thing, and we don't want to use AI to create content. I have a friend who owns a publishing company, and he tried to publish books using AI, and he published one, just one, because the language is not natural and nobody wants to read it. So, so we won't use it to create content, but there's certain cool things we could use it to encourage students and stuff. If students start to, maybe they are taking too long to read a certain book or they answer certain questions, they can start to, the AI can start to feed hints to the reader and stuff. So I think that's kind of the direction that we're going to end up going.
That'd be interesting to see how, clearly AI is going to become a component of daily life for classroom teachers, if it isn't already for many, right? So just kind of seeing where all this technology is coming out. Obviously we're looking ahead to the ISTE conference in Denver. And of course it'll be not too much longer before we're back in Florida at FETC. Where do you see yourself in the next year with your company, with helping out school districts? And I think most importantly, if a school district's looking to bring something dynamic and progressive into their school districts, how do they get a hold of you?
I would say just go to the website, airlanguagelearning.com, and type in their email addresses. Over the next year, I see, there is such room for growth with our tech products for language learning, and all the tech products out there, they especially those in academia, they miss the mark. They completely miss the mark. And any kind of efficacy studies, either they're doctored or it's not effective. So I see air language exploding, because I know that it works. Students grow twice as fast when they use air language, twice as fast at least. And I'm very, very hopeful for where we're headed for sure.
Nice. Well, Kyle, I want to say thank you so much for coming on. I think this topic is a big one. And if anybody out there is listening wants to catch up with Kyle, please do. You can head on over to his website and check out all the great stuff. But if you'd like to come on the show and have a conversation with Kyle, we would love to have this show be a second topic and do this again. Kyle, thank you one more time for coming on the show. I really, really appreciate it. It's great catching up with you again.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it being on here.
There's, of course, a lot of great things happening over at TeacherCast. If you haven't had a chance yet, check out our brand new website. We're getting a ton of content up there each and every day. We're putting our instructional coaching content up, putting our technology integration stuff up, and we've been also doing all of our marketing and branding. So if you're looking to build your EDU brand, create your little side hustle, we would love to help and be a part of your educational entrepreneurship journey. And that wraps up this episode of Digital Learning Today. On behalf of Kyle and everybody here on TeacherCast, my name is Jeff Bradbury, reminding you guys to keep up the great work in your classrooms and continue sharing your passions with your students.
You've been listening to the TeacherCast Educational Network, hosted by Jeff Bradbury. Please reach out to the show with all of your questions on Twitter at TeacherCast or online at www.teachercast.net. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And please take a moment to write a review in the App Store.